You've shot everything. It's all ready to go. How was
Yeah.
this moment for you as an actor?
I don't think any of us thought we would get to series six. We would have liked to, obviously, but I think, when we first started, I could speak for myself and John, we had conversations going, maybe we've got one or two or three seasons, but to get to series six, audiences loving it and the response we've been getting is fantastic. So that's why there's a lot of anticipation. We're all really excited for people to see this season, definitely.
So remind viewers then, what happened at the end of series five and how do we pick things up in number six?
Right, so in five, we basically ended with ACC Cassian Pugh. He gave us this big kind of announcement, really, that the whole thing about Sandy, who is Roy Grace's wife, has been missing forever. Basically, she it could have been murder. So that was a big revelation. And on top of that, it was about the people who potentially could have murdered her are the Benchdale OCG, this kind of big organized crime gang. So who we've been investigating for a long time. So we pick it up where they're doing the internal kind of investigations into anti-corruption with East Sussex Police. So a lot of us are kind of having to have these little meetings, and also this burning desire for Grace and Branton to figure this out.
So how's your character, D.I. Glenn Benson? How is he personally at this moment in time?
He's a bit low. People who watch series five remember that his wife was going through an investigation, and although everything kind of gets sorted out and he comes in letting everyone know it's sorted, there's still a kind of tension between them as a in their relationship. So he's kind of low there, and on top of that, he's coming into the workplace where they are all getting investigated for anti-corruption. So there's an element of, he wants to kind of perk everyone up and get back onto it. And the information that they got from Cassian Pugh is what he drives with, basically. He wants to figure this out once and for all.
So how has your character changed from series one to series six? For me, he comes across a lot more confident, a lot more sure of himself these days.
Nice, I like that. Thank you. No, that is definitely the choice. He's moved up in rank. He's a detective inspector now. He's got his own mind, and it's a case of he wants to prove and show people that he is right for that role. And he's also learned a lot from Roy Grace. So it's kind of like, let me kind of spread my wings. But in the same time, they work so well together and they know each other so well that he doesn't want to deviate from that as well. So yeah, you've definitely seen the growth of Branson, and we actually get into a bit of tension this series, because you kind of see that growth. He decides to go one way, Roy doesn't want him to go that route, and yeah, essentially they get to loggerheads. And John and I, like, we're comfortable with each other, we get on very well, so we're really excited to play that. But like any friendship, there's a bit of spice there, you don't always feel the same way, and to actually be able to show that on screen was lovely. We didn't talk to each other for about 20 minutes. We went a bit method, we laugh and joke about it, we went a bit method, but we didn't talk for about 20 minutes. Did the scene, felt really fiery after, and then was like, "You're right, mate. Yeah, sweet. We're good. Good. All right. Let's go and have some food."
Brilliant. Food solves everything. You two have worked
Oh,
together for so long now. Overall, what's it been like working with John Sim? Is he a national treasure now, would you say?
I mean, he should be 100%. He should be. It's lovely, and what's lovely is when I'm out and about or whatever, a lot of people, they do really want to talk about the show and they love the show. And they always say to me, "How was it working with John?" And I'm like, "It's brilliant, because he's like my mate." Like I feel like, we had a conversation the other day. It was kind of like we feel like we've known each other for a long time, and we started in 2020, and we didn't know each other. We obviously know he's done some great work, and I know people that he knows, but we've never actually worked together. So it was a real kind of like, is this going to work? I'm not sure. Do we have to kind of manufacture this relationship kind of thing? But it's great, man. And the rest of the cast as well. We have so much fun. It's such a, dark show with dark elements to it that I think, you have to have a bit of fun behind the scenes. I think if people saw what we were doing behind the scenes, they were, it would be ridiculous.
For you, playing that same character for so long, 6 years now, you've been, Benson's been in your life. Do you feel parts of his personality creeping into your daily life?
I mean, I don't come home and try to solve murders or anything like that. But no, of course, any actor would say no, they're lying to you. There's elements of yourself you bring to the character. And there's also stuff that you kind of switch off and you go off and do other jobs or whatever. But it feels really nice. As soon as we go back to work and we put on the suit and, we're like, I'm with John and the rest of the team, like it feels it's organic now. So there is definitely elements that are definitely a bit of Richie in there.
And in all seriousness, how do you switch off at the end of the day after being in a gritty series like Grace and going through those storylines that you do and immersing yourself in that world? What do you do, when it hits 5 o'clock, for example?
Oh, at 5 o'clock we're still working. But yeah, I usually just, music. I'm a big, I like watching a lot of kind of comedies. For my sins, I'm a bit of a reality show kind of fiend. I like watching some of them sometimes. Just wind down. I read a lot of autobiographies. I'm a big Arsenal fan, so football. So yeah, just the usual, really.
And when you started working on Series One 6 years ago now, did you have a feeling? Did you know it'd be as well received as it has been? Or did that kind of take you all by surprise?
I mean, we'd all hoped it was. The books have been their number one bestsellers. People love them. I had never read them. I'd seen them. It's that kind of thing where you go to an airport or WH Smith and it's just there and you always see someone reading it. So I was fully aware of them, but I hadn't kind of cottoned on it was the same thing. So in the back of our minds, I think we always wanted it to, we wanted to be in a position where we're making a show that people really love, and are invested in. You just don't know. You never know. I've been a part of some really like amazing productions, and worked with some great, like Oscar-winning director and loads of fantastic people. But you just never know how people are going to take to it. And what's lovely about this is that people have really invested. Like I don't, people constantly saying, "When are you back on? What's going on?" I was in Gateshead a few weeks back with Peter James, who's the author, discussing his new book and the show, and the audience there were just like, they love Roy Grace. They generally feel it's like a generational cop. They're putting it in the league of, Morse and Devereux and Vera and, all the kind of classics, Touch of Frost and all those kind of institutional like detectives. And that's a beautiful thing, to be in that company. So it's lovely. It's really nice.
It feels like times change so rapidly these days. A storyline that could be relevant on one day might not be the next, and things that are important seems to change quite a lot as well. What kind of themes and cases are being explored in this new series that you can touch on at this moment in time, of course?
Yeah, so there's different themes. I think that's the beauty of the show. It's like, and I think that's why a lot of officers as well tend to kind of like it and enjoy it because the cases are so varied, and that's kind of the life that they live. One day they could be dealing with something like really heavy, and the next day it's something that's not, not as heavy as previously. So, and that's what we try to embrace with the show as well. It's kind of like, you have each episode as standalone. You could kind of watch it like that, but the through line is these characters and their arc and what they've been through and how they're approaching the cases.
I think that's great that real life detectives watch the show as well, because that speaks to its authenticity, doesn't it? Because they'll be able to see through it instantly if it wasn't true to life. For example, my dad's a plasterer. Whenever he sees someone plastering a wall on screen and it doesn't look right, he'll turn it off. He won't watch it. So that
Yeah.
speaks to the authenticity and the truth of the show, doesn't it?
Definitely. We've had that from the get-go. Talking about our forensic suits, that's right. They would have their hoods on, or they wouldn't do this, they wouldn't do that. And it's great because ultimately people are invested, and that's what you want. You really want people to watch it, to be, deep down involved. And any crime drama, everyone wants to solve the puzzle. Do you know what I mean? So if you've got detectives who, do that in their day-to-day, and then they're coming and watching the show and trying to say, "Oh, I've worked that one out. It's that person," or "This is how we would naturally do it." That's great. I don't know how I'd feel watching it with a detective, but yeah, it's definitely a nice feeling to know that they appreciate what we're doing.
And I've been sent the figures. If you combine the streaming figures for all five series so far, on ITVX, Grace has generated over 16 million streams. How does that feel?
I mean, that's fantastic, especially. In this day and age where you might not have a lot of people watching telly as they did before, we've got so many kind of outlets and different variations. So the fact that people are coming to watch it continuously and catch up, We've put out on our Instagram that the show's coming out, and a lot of people have come back going, I've binge watched, the previous ones so I can get up to date, and I've rewatched them again. And that's such a lovely thing because, it doesn't, we know that that's not, it doesn't have to be that, that people are taking their time out to really be involved. I think it's that thing of Sunday night, let's sit down, let's watch something, together. I think that we've kind of lost that a little bit as a society, as a nation. Like people kind of go off and do whatever they want to do, because you've just got so many outlets. But what's lovely is that it feels like the people who do watch the show are like, right, don't disturb me. This is my Sunday show. So yeah, that's great.
Now, last series was one of 2025's most popular shows on ITV. Will Series 6 give it a run for its money? You mentioned you're exploring different avenues and doing things a bit differently this time around.
I think so. I think it will. Like, it's something that we always have meetings about. We always want to up the levels, like constantly. We don't want you to kind of come watching it, going, oh, that was great, and then thinking, oh, we're just, just coasting and doing the same thing. And there's something that the producers and John have really decided that we should do is kind of pull the rug over the reader's eyes a little bit. The people that have read the books and they're expecting to see, this is what happens because I've seen it in the book. We kind of deviate a little bit. We still keep the kernel of the idea, but we deviate a little bit just so that you don't feel like you're just watching a hash of the you're just watching the book, a version of the book. At first I think that was a real kind of big thing for people that, wow, the characters I've read are now on screen and I want to see them, and they had their own take on it. But I think now it's become a thing of its in its own. It's almost like it's like a teenager growing up, separate from the books. So that's what I think we really love on the show, and then we're able to go, right, if we do that, let's do this twist, or let's do that twist. And that's what like I said before, like that's what I'm really excited for people to see this season. I do think we've gone up a level, and I hope that it is bigger and better than 2005.
BFBS, the Forces Station.